Oscar return from Chicago?
Yesterday. Hasn't he been here yet?
No. Neither has Uncle Ben since that day.
Oh, I didn't know it was that bad. Oscar never tells me anything.
The Hubbards have had their great quarrel. I knew it would come someday. It came.
It came. Certainly came, all right.
But Oscar wasn't such a good human when he got home.
Yes, I can understand that.
Surprise! Carla! A party! What for?
Nothing for. I had the fresh butter, so I made the cakes. And a little elderberry wine just to stomach good in the rain.
Carla.
Yes, Mr. Hart?
Get on your things. I want you to go on an errand.
Yes,
sir. Isn't this nice? A party just for us.
Come up here, Mr. Hart, and don't be doing so much thinking. Glass of elderberry will do you all good.
Good cakes, Addie. It's nice here. Just us. Be nice if it could always be this way.
Quiet and restful.
Well, it won't be that way for long. Little while now, even sitting here, you hear the red bricks going into place. The next day, the smoke will be pouring out the chimney. By church time next Sunday, every human born from women will be living on chicken. That's the way Mr. Ben's been telling them.
They believe it that way.
They used to believe in whatever Mr. Ben orders. Ain't been so much talk around here since Sherman's army didn't come near.
They are fools.
You ain't going to the South unless you're a fool.
But we didn't play together after that night. Oscar said you didn't like me to play on the piano. You know what he said that night?
Who?
Oscar. He said that music made him nervous. He said he just sat and waited for the next note. He wasn't poking fun. He meant it.
Oh, well.
Papa don't like to admit it, but he's been mighty kind to me all these years. Often he'd step in when somebody said something at once. Once he stopped asking for me. I'm sorry I said that. Well, here I am so happy that you don't think about bad things. That's not right now, is it?
You want me, Miss Hart?
What time is it, Callie?
About 10 minutes before 5.
All right. Now you walk yourself down to the bank.
It'll be closed. Nobody be there but Mr. Mander, Mr. Joe Horns, Mr. Leo.
Go in the back way. They'll be at the table going over the day's business. See that box?
Yes, sir.
You tell Mander that Mr. Horace says he's much obliged to him for bringing the box. He arrived all right.
He knows you got the box. He bring it himself Wednesday. I'll open the door to him. He said, hello, Callie. Coming out to summer weather?
You say just what I tell you, understand?
No, sir, I ain't gonna say understand. I'm going down to tell a man he give you something he already know he give you, and you say understand?
Now, Callie.
Yes, sir, I'm gonna say you're obliged when the box arrives in good shape. I ain't gonna say it, but I'm gonna say it.
And tell him often to come over here after supper and to bring Mr. Saul Fowler with him.
He's to come after supper and bring Mr. Saul Fowler, your attorney at law.
That's right. Just walk right in the back room and say your piece in front of everybody.
Crazy people in this house. Crazy.
Is anything the matter, Papa?
Oh, no, nothing.
Miss Bertie, that elderberry is going to give you a headache.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think it will.
Do you want your medicine, Papa?
No. No, I'm all right, darling.
Mama used to give me elderberry wine when I was a little girl. The hiccups. You know, I don't think people get hiccups anymore. Isn't that funny? I used to get hiccups just when I shouldn't have.
Ain't nobody get growing pains no more. Just as if there was some style to what you get. One year an ailment styles, next year it ain't. Isn't that funny?
I remember. It was my first big party. At my net, I mean. And I was so excited. There I was with hiccups. Mama laughed. Mama always a big party, a lovely dress from Mr. Worth in Paris, France, and hiccups. My brother pounded me on the back and Mama with the elderberry bottle laughing at me. Everybody was on their way to come. And I was such a ninny hiccuping away. You know, that was the first day I ever saw Oscar Hubbard. The Ballons were selling their horses. He was going there to buy. He passed and lifted his hat. We could see him from the window. My brother, to tease Mama, said maybe we should have invited the Hubbards to the party. He said Mama didn't like them because they kept a store. And he said that was old-fashioned of her.
said that wasn't the reason. She said she was old-fashioned, but not that way. She said she was old-fashioned enough not to like people who killed animals they couldn't use, and who made their money charging awful interest to poor, ignorant donkeys and cheating them on what they bought. She was very angry, Mama was. I'd never seen her face like that. And then suddenly she laughed and said, look, I've frightened Birdie out of the hiccups. And so she had.
Off cheating black men, just like in the Bible with the locusts. There are people on the earth who eat the earth and all the people on it. And there are people who stand around and watch them do it. Sometimes I think it ain't right for them to stand around and watch them do it.
Like I say, we could only go back to Lionette. Everybody'd be better there. We'd be good and kind. I like people to be kind. Don't you, Horace? Don't you like people to be kind?
Yes, Birdie. Heard enough around here to ask anything.
Aunt Birdie? Why did you marry Uncle Oscar?
I don't know. I thought I liked him. He was so kind to me. I thought it was because he liked me too. That wasn't the reason.
Ask why he married me. I can tell you that. He's told it to me often enough.
Miss Birdie, don't.
My family was good and the cotton on Lionette's fields was better. Ben Hubbard wanted the cotton, and Oscar Hubbard married it for him. He was kind to me then. He used to smile at me. He hasn't smiled at me since. Everybody knew that's what he married me for. Everybody but me.
I guess we're all trying to make a happy day. You know, we sit around and try to pretend nothing's happened. Try to pretend we're by ourselves. Make believe we're someplace else. Just by ourselves. Doesn't seem to work. Come now, Aunt Birdie. I'll walk you home.
want Xander here. It would be nice to let her stay innocent like Ferdy at her age. Let her listen now. Let her see everything. How else is she gonna know that she's got to get away? I'm trying to show her that. I'm trying, but I've only a little time left. She can even hate me when I'm dead. If she'll only learn to hate and fear this.
Mr. Hawes!
Pretty soon there'll be nobody to help her but you.
What can I do?
Take her away.
How can I do that? You think they'd just let me go away with her?
I'll fix it so they can't stop you when you're ready to go. You'll go, Addie?
Yes, I promise.
I'm gonna have Sol Fowler make me a new will. He'll make trouble. You make Zen stand firm and Fowler will do the rest. Addie, I'd like to leave you something for yourself. I've always wanted to.
Don't do that, Mr. Hawks. A black woman in a white man's will? I'd never get it anyhow.
I know. But upstairs in the armoire drawer, the $1,700 bills. It's the money left for my trip. It's in an envelope with your name. It's for you.
My God, $1,700 bills? I won't even know how to count that high. It's mighty kind and good of you. I don't know what to say, but thanks.
I'm back! I'm back!
So let's see.
Well?
No, I just went down and spoke my piece, just like you told me. I said, Mr. Hawes, he thanked you mightily for the safe box arriving in good shape. And he said you're to come after supper and bring Mr. Attorney and also Fowler with you. Then, I wiped my hands on my dress. Every time I ever told a lie in my whole life, I wiped my hands right after. Can't help doing it.
Fowler.
Well, while I'm wiping my hands on my dress, Mr. Leo jumped up and said, what box? What you talking about?
Did he?
And then Mr. Leo said he got to leave a little early because he got something to do. And then Mr. Manning said he should sit right down and get right back to his work and stop acting like somebody made him Mr. President. Now, just like I told you, Mr. Manning was mighty surprised with the message, because he knows right well he broke the box. But he took it all back. Some men take everything easy, and some don't.
Mr. Leo was telling the truth. He has got something to do. I hope Manda don't keep him too long.
Mr. Jim is coming back!
Jesus God!
No, leave me where I am.